Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show, and we're gonna get started in a second. What a night! What a night! I am so excited about this show. A great Survivor show. Coach Wade's gonna be joining us tonight.
It's Thursday, so you know what day it is. It's Survivor, but let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year. And you know what it is?
It all comes down to this.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506. Let's have a great show, guys.
Coach Wade's foundation is built on a rock. Inside here, unbreakable, unbending, unyielding, immeasurable, immovable, invincible.
Hey, this is Coach from Survivor 18, 20, and 23. You're listening to Dragon Slayer Radio here on the Rad Reality Show. Join us every Thursday as we dissect Survivor One World episode by episode. You can call us at Blog Talk Radio at 347-237-5506 and let's play this thing together.
Welcome, everyone, to Dragon Slayer Radio here on the Rad Reality Show. Tonight is March 29th, 2012. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'm going to be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing okay. Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Paul. Well, we will also have Coach Wade joining us about 15 minutes from now. But until he arrives, we have someone who has been very special to Coach Wade over the past few years. You may know her from Facebook or Twitter. A lot of people love this girl. We're going to introduce her right now and talk to her about Coach Wade. She knows him quite well. Miss Brenda Porter, thank you so much for calling in to Dragon Slayer Radio tonight. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing, Cherry? And hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Brenda. I'm doing okay. I'm glad you joined us. Your reputation precedes you.
Absolutely.
I'm just a simple country girl that loves Survivor. That's all I am. Nothing special.
You do a lot more than just as a fan. So take it away. Introduce her to the world that doesn't know her, Cherry.
Well, she has been with Coach Wade for quite a few years now. Tell us a little bit about your history with Coach Wade, if you would, Brenda.
Sure. Basically, I've been a fan of the show since the very beginning. Actually, before it even came out, I loved Survivor. And doing token teams, Coach was my favorite. And very early in the season, I connected with him on Facebook, and the two of us just seemed to hit it off right at the bat. We became pretty close, and I, at the time, was doing a blog on MySpace, and I noticed that Coach was getting a lot of flack out there, you know, because of how CBS was portraying him. And basically, I offered to support him in my blog, and that's really where our history began. We became very close while I was chronicling his journey on Token Teams, and I continued with him. I stayed with him all through 18. I was there for him in Survivor Heroes versus Villains, and definitely all through 23. Coach and I had been pretty much close friends since the beginning.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's cool. I it sounds like it goes back a ways, because you said you started on MySpace.
I sure did. I sure did. And the most amazing thing about it is my little blog really wasn't that much. It was, I had started in China. That's when I started doing the blog. And when I started blogging Pro Coach, overnight the views just went through the roof. I kid you not. I mean, I walked in there one day to post the blog, and I noticed I had had over 2,000 hits in one day, and I'm like, okay, I might be onto something. So I started on Blogspot, and it's been a wonderful relationship.
It sounds like it has. What else have you done for Coach? And I know that you've done a lot for other survivors as well. What kind of things have you done? I know you've met Holly and some of the other survivors. Have you blogged for any other survivors or done anything like that?
I sure have. In fact, I blogged pro Holly in season 21 and also blogged pro Marty in season 21 as well. And both of the survivors supported me entirely all the way, all through that particular season. And then I had a chance to meet Holly a few months after that. What was so wonderful was I went to the event. I had no idea until the last minute that I would be rooming with Wendy Jo from Survivor Nicaragua and Eric Reichenbach. I would actually be placed in a room with them. So I was getting to know them real quick, and I got a text from Holly, and she's like, I'm here. You need to come down. I want to meet you. So I went all the way down there, and she saw me, and she just sprinted to see me. I mean, just sprinted to hug me. It just looked so cool. I'm running towards her. She's running towards me, and it was like, bah! You know, and it was the most beautiful thing.
What was the event?
It was the Hearts of Reality event that's held here in Florida. I live in Florida. And it's held around. Yes, yes.
Oh,
that's one of the most inspiring charities that they do. That is just amazing.
Wonderful.
Get down to that charity. That is so incredible.
I know, and that was my second year attending. My first year, the very first survivor I ever met was Sarge from Vanuatu, and he came all the way around the corner because I had been posting. I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to meet survivors, all over Facebook for like, I don't know, weeks, and he had seen my post that I was going to be there, so he was waiting for me. Literally waiting for me. I came around the corner and there he was, and he's like, Brenda, I got something for you. First off, I was crying my eyes out because it was like the first time I ever met a survivor.
Aww.
And then he hands me like this autographed photo, and he had it prepared for me, and so did Cowboy. Cowboy had one prepared for me as well.
Aww.
He came over to me and he's like, here you go, honey. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so awesome, you know.
We've had Cowboy on several times.
Absolutely. Meeting these people at these events is one of the most awesome things. If you get a chance to go to these events, do so. It is just amazing to see how they enjoy interacting with their fans. It's so much fun to actually get to meet them in person and see what they're like in real life and talk to them. And it's just like Brenda said, it's just amazing to get there for the first time and actually meet some of your favorite reality stars. It's so much fun.
And what was cool about me and Holly's event is the very next day, she took me out to breakfast.
Wow.
I got to have breakfast with my favorite survivor. I've never met Coach, but he's the one person I really, really genuinely want to meet. For me to meet him, heck, I want to meet him in a heartbeat. But you ask me what all I do for him. Oh, my gosh, what don't I not do for the man? I'm his fan club president. I run the fan pages, the fan page, official fan page for him on Facebook. I also am his official blogger. So I designed his CoachBenWay.com, and I maintain it for him. Let's see. I help him with his Twitter if he ever needs it. I help him with his Facebook. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Is that your phone?
I keep hearing beeping. I was wondering what was going on.
I don't know what that is. I think we have Coach waiting to come on. Go ahead and play this one more time to introduce Coach, and we'll bring him on.
Awesome.
Hey, this is Coach from Survivor 18, 20, and 23. You're listening to Dragon Slayer Radio here on the Rad Reality Show. Join us every Thursday as we dissect Survivor One World episode by episode. You can call us at Blog Talk Radio at 347-237-5506 and let's play this thing together.
Hi, Coach. Thank you for calling in tonight. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Sorry about the delay there, but I'm back.
We're glad to have you.
In the words of the movie 180, I'm back, baby!
We're glad to have you.
So let's
say
jump
hello,
right in,
Brenda.
Shall we?
Let's do it. Let's play this thing.
Hey, so it's Brenda was talking, and but you guys didn't get into last night's episode. Is that correct?
We were trying to wait for you.
You guys are so kind. Listen, I believe next week, opening of the show, the Susanville Symphony Youth Orchestra playing the Dragon Slayer. I have a feeling that's how we're going to open up the show next week. Just wanted to give a little teaser.
Oh,
that sounds great.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to happen this quick. Are they excited?
They are totally off the wall excited, and it's going to be great. You know, we didn't have youth orchestra this week. I'm in L.A. this week working on some stuff, and which is why I wasn't able to get to you guys at the top of the hour. But I'm going to be back in Susanville, and they are going to be so excited. Okay, now, wait a second. Not next week, because next week I'm taking my family to Disneyland. It's the week after that that is going to be our next youth orchestra rehearsal. So I just teased everybody.
Sorry.
I totally let you down. Hold on now, okay? So in 2 weeks, the Susanville Symphony Youth Orchestra is going to play the Dragon Slayer. And so I will make sure that I pump that up next week as well. And then next Thursday, I'm celebrating my brother's birthday as well as taking my family to Disneyland. So it's like a packed week, flying down to L.A., flying back, and then coming back down next week. So it's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Peter's birthday?
Peter's birthday. His birthday was this last week, March 24th. I've been chasing him my whole life. He's 42 right now, and I turned 30, of course, in September. No, just kidding. I turned 40 in September. I feel 25, and my brother had 3 back surgeries, so I beat him in that. He and I have been competing our whole lives. We would time to see how quickly one of us would eat a foot-long sandwich at Subway. That's how competitive we are. How fast
oh
we can
my
our
God.
How, you know,
that's really competitive, Coach.
Sports and music stuff. So anyway, enough about that. So let's jump into the episode from last night, shall we?
Let's do.
Sure.
First, I got to say, totally miss Colton. I know he had such a hard time, you know, from everybody. And, you know, as we talked last week, he was not really playing to the end game. But there's no villain now. You know, I was watching the show thinking to myself, okay, we got Mike in the very beginning. He said he was like the baddest boy of Survivor. Nah, he's like a little kitten. You know, we've got other people that are out there that are just like mild little lambs. And, you know, Colton was the villain of the season. Who are they going to bring? My curiosity and my question for you guys and for Brenda, because Brenda, as we know, is a complete student of the game. But I'm just wondering, you know, what villain are they going to bring forth in the next half of the season? Because you've got to have it. You've got to have somebody to cheer for who you really don't have, and you've got to have somebody to cheer against who they really don't have. And as I've said before, that's kind of like the flaw of this season, is that nobody is really emerging now that Colton's gone as the horse that you want to back, the underdog, the Fabio, the person that you want to see, you know, get
right
to that next round. And they also, now that Colton's gone, don't have a villain. It could be something that the editors are really going to have to look at their cutting room floor, at the footage, to see what it is that they missed to draw out two polarizing, you know, the heroes and the villains, so to speak.
Yep, I had two that came to mind, and then I'll let the other people share without me elaborating, but the two that came to mind was, first, I thought maybe Alicia would, because she showed a little bit of that with Colton in the previous episode, and then
mm-hmm.
I thought about Tarzan, but he, I don't know. Neither of those really do it for me. What about you girls?
I have to agree with you. The names that popped out to my mind, the first name that popped out to my mind was Tarzan, because they seem to focus quite a bit on you know, how he has no social game, and he just seems to annoy everybody, and everybody just doesn't seem to want to be around him. So, and they're showing how, you know, how he is in tribal councils and stuff. So I would say either or, and Alicia, just how she came at Christina already,
mm-hmm.
you don't like her because of that. You know?
Those were my two
or
names, too. And I have a question for you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the feeling that they somehow forgot to do the IQ test for the season?
These people are, I mean, I'm just, of course, we're just generalizing, right? I mean, these people don't seem to be, on the whole, too street smart. They don't seem to be too book smart. They don't seem to be too social smart. So, I don't know what they did.
I think they left out the IQ test or something, because these people just don't have it going on anywhere.
Yeah.
When I
mean,
saw...
go ahead.
Him sitting there, letting everything go at tribal, and they were trying to save him. I'm talking about Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
When he was basically laying down under the bus,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
himself.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Saying, are you doing, Jonas?
Yeah, the strategical minds collectively of people this time around is got to be, you know, certainly one of the lowest of seasons that we've seen. It's why somebody like Colton, you know, who is had borderline racist remarks. I definitely don't think that he's racist, but he had borderline racist remarks. You know, somebody like Alicia, they could be, you know, half-baked, half-crazy. You know, people like that could gain power. You know, people that seem rational, like Mike and even Matt, you know, early on, people like that, you know, are getting voted off. They can't see how to strategically maneuver their way around a situation. I mean, even Jonas, you know, for all of America loving him and, you know, whatever, everybody thought, oh, he's so cool and so nice, and even everybody out there liked him, he did not think for a second to go to Christina and Alicia and say, oh, by the way, you guys are on the outs. You better switch. And the fact that none of the guys saw the fact that an all-girls alliance was going to come down to bite him in the butt, it just seems pretty fantastic. As far as villains, who I would like to see them make a villain is Jebediah Smith, the country boy, and Troy Zan. Because Troy Zan right now, everybody in America is just like, oh, you know, we love Troy Zan, he's so this and that. But
you know,
I think it would be great for them to have, because he's kind of got what? Heroes at it so far, and I would love to see him get something in the end, because, you know, he has started to make mistakes, and he's starting to look like Ozzy's father, and everybody knows that I think that Ozzy's a whiny little biatch. And I think that, you know, Troy Zan says, oh, I won. Oh, this is my island now. Oh,
yes.
You know, and he reminds me, although he's really funny and he's, you know, he's very likable, and he doesn't come across as arrogant, but I got to tell you, when I was watching his interview and he was talking about being 50 and how he didn't look 50, he didn't act 50, he hides it behind a smile. He's a swimsuit photographer. He's around beautiful people all the time. He himself is a very good-looking older man. And even though he hides it behind that boyish smile, I think he's got some arrogance. And I would love to see that kind of be drawn out. He actually reminds me a little bit of how I played the game the first time around when I said, hey, you know, it's me against everybody else. It's all about me now. And I started developing that attitude. And I would love to see it if they would make him out to be the villain for the second half of the season.
That is so spot on. I didn't even think about him, but 2 weeks in a row he's yelled out that phrase, this is my island, and you're right, he could fall into that role. How much are the on-site producers able to develop or influence people to fit those roles, or do they just have to hope that they do it?
Yeah, they just have to hope. You know, if somebody gives them a glimpse of it, they will try to push that envelope, you know, with that person, but they really can't influence anybody. You know, they can't tell somebody, hey, can you act more arrogant? They never do that. You know, they only question you. Question. They never tell you statements. They never say, for example, well, Christina is this, or you're this. They never say that. It's always in the form of a question. But one thing that I noticed just with myself on the first time around is that, you know, I am an eccentric person. And so as I started pushing those boundaries of eccentricity, I noticed that the producers not only would allow me to do that, but they would then open the door and kind of stretch those boundaries so that I would kind of, you know, walk in, and they would lead me down the primrose path, so to speak. So they're definitely good at doing that. It's good at analyzing people. If this person has a tendency to be arrogant, they want to try to, you know, encourage that. And somebody that's arrogant or somebody that's stupid or somebody that's highly intelligent or whatever trait that you have, it's very easy to exploit that because, you know, we all want to have gratification. When you're out there on the island, you have an hour at most a day in which you're receiving some type of gratification, and that comes in the form of somebody who is safe, somebody who's not going to get an alliance and vote you out, and that is the names of the producers that are out there that become your friends and that you know and think are the rock to lean on.
Okay.
I have
great
respect for every producer out there. I have such high respect for how they do their jobs, the professionalism, the unbiased way that they go at it. There is never any cheating. There is never any, oh, we want to see this person go farther. I know all three seasons I've been their favorite because I am not a one-sided character. I say this with no arrogance whatsoever. JT is a good old country boy that is good in athletics. Jonathan Penner is a very good narrator. He's very smart. And he's good with the quip. Philip, you know, eccentric, but he's not a good competitor. You know, you name every single survivor. Parvati, she's a charmer and a flirt. You know, that's her game. And when you look at me, I'm sensitive. I'm artistic. I'm a leader. I'm type A. You know, I'm all these different things. I'm a philosopher. You know, how many people I am a person that dabbles with, you know, make believe with King Arthur and dragons and everything like that. So, but I'm very rational and I'm very sane. And so, you know, when you have that pool, that bag of goodies of which to delve into that the producers have with me, they can probe my mind and get whatever they want to. If they want to get something sensitive out of me, then they can get it. If they want to get something strong and powerful, they can get it. If they want to get something zany and out of control and just, you know, completely goofy, then they're going to get it. And so I know that I was their favorite, and yet not once did they try to increase my game one more episode. They were completely unbiased and completely fair. So I just wanted to say that for the record.
Well, that's really good to hear. I'm curious, as you brought that up, and then I'll try to shut up. I'm sorry, people. But we see those of us that are fans of Big Brother, we see that there becomes some jealousy within that house of who's getting airtime. Does that happen amongst the survivors? Are they noticing, oh, Coach just got, you know, his... You know, but he's been away about 30 minutes with that cameraman interviewing. Do the others get jealous of your possible TV time?
It's not that way on a first season, but it is definitely that way on an all-star season.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That's interesting.
And, you know, I mean, the joke was I would always go out and they'd always talk to me for an hour, and some people wouldn't get called or some people wouldn't, you know, some people would go out for 30 minutes. I think that with everybody coming out there, you know, I mean, you notice it when you first play the game. It's amazing. Half of the people don't want to go out there. You know, there was one time in this last time, for example, where, you know, a lot of people, they just don't want to talk to the camera. They just don't want to talk. You think that they would because that's why they were cast, but they kind of get so into the game that they feel like it's a distraction, or they feel like, you know, they're going to a shrink session and their mind is going to be probed, and so that makes them uncomfortable. Especially when it rains, nobody wants to do interviews. And I can remember, you know, and it's just a funny joke. You know, I have the utmost respect for, like I said, for the producers, and I feel like that they have that same respect for me because I never gave them any complaints. They would sit there and say, okay, we're going to interview, and it would be raining, or it would be cold, or it would be night after tribal council, and I'd raise my hand, and I'd say, you guys know me, let's go. And I remember one time in this last run, I was it was raining, and, you know, at this point, doing it three times, you're so savvy to just any little thing that they came in and they said, okay, we're going to do interviews. And I was like, I want to go. So they smiled. I took off my shirt and I went out there, and I knew that with the rain running rivulets down my body, not that I have a good body, but, you know, for a 40-year-old man, it's not too bad. And I knew that the rain rivulets running down my body would look extra tight. And so I was like giving this extra little flex while I was doing my confessional. And I remember saying, this is going to make airtime. And you know what? Absolutely, it did. So
first
timer,
naive
to that. You know, I mean, anybody that ever wants to get on the show or is going through casting, it would benefit them to listen to this interview so that they can understand that when they go out there, you know, every word, every mannerism, every look, every moment is a moment to be captured for all eternity in an episode. And you've got to be thinking about that while you're out there. You know, you look at the seasons that I've gone, and Heroes and Villains, I didn't make it far enough to make an impact, even though I did make an impact while I was there. But with Token Chains, name me five characters from Token Chains, not you guys, because you're, like, real fans. And I know everybody listening to this show is a real fan. But you ask the person on the street, name me five people from Token Chains, and they'll ask you, well, what season was that? And you're going to say the season that Coach was on. And they're going to say, Coach, and they probably won't say another person. When you talk about Survivor Redemption, this last time, 23, 5 years from now, when you go back and you say, you remember this season? People say, what season? The season the Coach almost won. Who else was on that season? They will not remember the winner. They'll remember Cochran, and that's probably it, and that's no insult to any of the competitors. But the point is, is that I've won every season that I've been on, because what are you trying to do? You know, if you remember that first silly poem that I read, that, or that I came up with in Tribal Council back in season 18, you know, I said, you know, with friend or foe, we march to the battlefield, or whatever I said. But the last verse that I read was that someone, somewhere, sometime will remember your name. That's why everybody's out there. It might not be why they're out there in the beginning, but everybody in life, and especially on television, wants to grab onto some piece of legendary behavior where people will say, that person was a legend on that season. I remember that person, which is what a legend is. And fortunately, I've been able to do it. But you've got to approach it as more than just a game. You have to approach every day as an opportunity to leave your legacy on a game that has left its legacy on reality TV. And if that's not a quote for the Daily Paper, I don't know what is.
That's awesome.
Sorry, I'm a little bit full of myself right now, because I'm like in the middle of some pretty fantastic stuff going on right now with me being in LA, and you guys know I can't talk about it, but you know, I'm kind of in that mode right now. You know, we all have those modes. We've got the protective mode. We've got the, you know, extra sensitive mode. We've got the, you know, going from point A to point B mode. At this point, I'm kind of in type A, ravenous wolf, I'm going to eat you for lunch mode, because that's what I have to be for everything that's going on this week. So you'll forgive me for a little bit of cockiness in this episode.
Well, I tell you, we've watched you for all three seasons, and I think you did fabulous in all three, but I'd like to hear what Brenda has to say about some of this.
Well, I wanted to ask a question. Coach, could you share with everybody how you got on Survivor, you know, how they approached you? I've heard the story, and I found it really fascinating.
Sure, I would love to, but I actually, all right, but you're not going to get out of the question. I will answer that question after you answer, what do you think about all this stuff about me leaving my mark on the game and all that kind of stuff? Is it hot air, or is there truth in it?
No, I think there's definitely a lot behind that, because if you look at 24 seasons at the most memorable people who have been on Survivor, I would say you're top of the list. And that's saying it from a fan who's watched every single season. I mean, there's been, what, over 300 people that have played the game? There's not that many that are that memorable. I would say you're top of the list.
I do think that, you know, for whatever reason, the kookiness, the philosophical side, the gamesmanship of this last time, the hair, the nose, you know, the offbeat that is my nose. I mean, I think that part of it is the unique look. Part of it is the way that I speak. But I do feel like even the big characters that have been there, you know, I feel like they will fade, and, you know, the people will remember me for a long time. And that's great. You know, I mean, as I've told you guys many times, it's not my identity. It's great to ride the wave for a little bit. I'm surfing it, you know, but it's definitely just a part of my life. It's not going to consume me. And as I've said many times before, in 10 years from now, if I'm telling people first thing out of my mouth, hey, you ever watch that show Survivor? I was on that show 10 years ago. I'm going to be in a bad place, and I can guarantee you that that is not the place that I'm going to be in.
And each of your seasons, you've approached it differently also. And
that was the greatest satisfaction that I can think of, closing the book on Survivor. You know, I've said it many times before. I came out there the first time, and I wanted to be the biggest character Survivor had ever known. And as Jeff Probst said, I generated more hate and more polarizing action than anybody that he'd ever seen in 18 seasons. Russell came the next year and definitely outdid me. There's no question about that, and I commend him for that, and I don't mind admitting that. He was more polarizing than I was, and he deserves that title. But up to season 18, I had really topped them all. The second time I came out there, I didn't want to be polarizing. I wanted to be a regular guy. I wanted to show people I was sensitive, that I had a heart, and man, I showed that to the hilt. And the third time I went out, again, it was a different approach. I reinvented myself, and I said, this time I'm going to be a gamer with the best of the gamers. I'm going to strategize. I'm going to get out there and play this game and show the fans that I can also play the game, as well as be a big character, and I did it. So when I closed the trilogy of those three times I went out there and played, the most satisfying thing is to think that I did it my own way. I never compromised, and I did it three separate times. In my goals of each time, I feel like I succeeded, and for that, I'm forever grateful. So.
You noticed there's a reality show called upon to do our Survivor shows, didn't you? We saw how you handled your interviews with Ron and, you know, how you handled yourself on Survivor. And when I thought about who I wanted to do our Survivor shows and who would be able to come on here and recap the shows and who would be able to talk about Survivor and, you know, talk about their past history with Survivor and their inner thought, you know, their thoughts about the game as a whole, and just knowing the game inside and out, you were the first one I called. And I'm so glad that you said yes, because I just think you're a perfect fit to do a show that people can call in and ask you questions, and you'll answer them in the most honest way that you know how. And you'll talk about Survivor from someone who's been there and done that and let people know how it really is on Survivor. And that's what people want. That's what they want to hear. They want to know what it's really like there.
Yep. Well, I never wanted to mince words. You guys know that.
That's right. We've got a caller. I think it's someone that might know the both of you. Would you like to take a call?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's do this.
Yo, Coach Wade.
David, thank you so much for calling Dragon Slayer Radio.
This has got to be Jersey Dave. I know just by the first words coming out of his mouth.
How you doing?
Hey, JD.
How you doing?
What's going on?
This is a great surprise, man. We got Jersey Dave on Dragon Slayer Radio. What's happening, my man?
Well, you got to tell people how we met.
Oh, man, this is a great story. Do you want me to tell it or do you want to tell it?
Go for it, buddy.
All right, so I get this Facebook, right? And this was at the time where everybody, not everybody, but like 99% of America hated me. And I start getting all these Facebooks, and I'm just deleting all of them, you know. Like, I'm deleting all these Facebook messages. People are like, you know, you suck, we hate you, blah, blah, blah. But I get this Facebook from this guy, right? And, you know, I got a lot of messages by people that didn't have the balls, like, to have their avatar. They, like, make up a name, and you could tell, and then you click on their Facebook profile, it wasn't in existence, and so they were just kind of like hiding. So I get this Facebook from this guy, and it's just, and I don't remember what it was. I know that Jersey Dave could tell you better, but it basically was like, you suck. Every week, I hope that you get voted out, you know, blah, 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 and just, you know, really, I don't respect you, you know, you're not an honorable man, and that kind of stuff. And I went to delete it, and I saw his picture there, and I said, if this guy has the balls from his real account to send me a message, I need to send something back to him. And so I just did. I just said, listen, you know what? I really, you know, it's not a lot. You know, what they portray is not actually me. I tried to go out there and play honorably. You know, I did my best. And it takes a really big man to, you know, come back from that. He didn't need to Facebook me back, anything. Or he could have just been like, yeah, whatever, that's your side of it. And again, I don't really respond to people like that. But, you know, it was just amazing. You know, he wrote me back and just said, wow. And just the friendship that developed out of that, because, you know, he was man enough to just say,
you know, not that he was wrong, because what he was saying was what he saw. And when you see something that the producers want you to see, obviously you're going to believe it, you know? I mean, anyway, I see it all the time and I think about it all the time when I watch the show. But for him to come back and just say, you know, you're right, there are two sides to every story, and I appreciate you writing me back. It was really cool. So is that about how it happened, JD?
Pretty much. I told you you sucked, and every week you voted my favorite player off, and I was going to make you my favorite player next week so you would leave.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. So, let's hear your thoughts, man. Like, what do you think about the season so far?
I would win. There aren't too many strategic players out there. I think the best player out there is Sabrina, but she's on the DL right now.
Okay.
Troy is probably my favorite player since you. So I think he's probably going to be in the top three or four.
You think Troy's that is?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm looking very forward to seeing Tarzan leave, because, like, he's just off the wall.
Yeah.
And was his poopy pants not disturbing?
Pardon me?
Was his poopy pants just disturbing
what? Well, that's the first time in like 24 seasons that they even mentioned poop.
Well, here's the thing, right? I have been out there almost 100 days, and I have never once allowed anybody else to touch my boxers. It's not something that it's wrong. It's just not something. You don't want to go there. There's so many ways for people to throw sticks at you. We're all completely grossed out because we're living like animals. When you wash your clothes in the salt water, do they really get clean? No. You know, when you boil them in water, do they really get clean? Not really. I mean, there's no detergent. You're not going to come up smelling like roses no matter what you do. It was only because Edna's persistence. And I love Edna. I thought I was actually going to co-host the show with Edna tonight, but my meetings ran late, and so I was going to try to hook up and have her talk. Anyway, if she's out there listening, Edna, please call in. But she would insist and say, please, coach, can I wash, you know, your shirt or your jeans? I'm not kidding you. 9.9 times out of 10, I said, no, thank you. And fortunately, I've been blessed where I don't really sweat. In fact, when I work out and I want to really work up a sweat, I actually have to do an hour of cardio, and I have to wear a stinking trash bag, cut the holes out from my arms and my legs. It's a trick the Argentina soccer players used to do when they were training to get ready for the World Cup so that they could really anticipate the humidity. Anyway, that's the only way that I can sweat. And so fortunately, I don't sweat, so my clothes don't really stink that bad. But even if they stunk, I'd wash my own clothes, because why would you do that? It's too personal, and for him to do that, it just shows I like him, actually, and I don't think that he's a villain. I think that he's just like this mean old gruff bear that's a successful plastic surgeon that doesn't know how to get along with people because he's used to dictating people what to do, and he impresses people with his large vocabulary. Hey, that's a trick that I learned, because I use vocabulary, and I'm not smart, but I try to make people think that I am, so I kind of like it that he does that. But, you know, it's like he's just an old gruff bear, and he doesn't harm anybody, and so I know he's off the wall, and I know that, you know, when he goes, people are going to be relieved. I personally hope he goes a long way, but why be so socially inept that you do
that? We got some good insight into him with, you know, what Jeff asked him about. You know, he's always the guy in charge, and hopefully he learns that he can't always be in charge like that. Hey, Cherry, I kind of interrupted to give you a shot at another caller if you want
to. David, would you like to stay in line while we bring on another caller?
That's fine, man. I don't mind. I got all
okay.
Night, so.
Dave, yo.
Okay.
Yo.
I'm going to bring on another call. Ms. Glow, thank you so much for calling in to Dragon Slayer Radio.
Back. Holy jumping Toledo, I finally got in on one of these red calls.
Okay, you gotta ask your question. You mentioned it in the chat, and I can't wait to hear the reaction.
It's Is Coach right there for this one?
Yes.
Of course I'm right here for this one.
Hey, baby, will you please save your last dance for Glow?
Is this Glow?
It's Glow Glow. How you doing, Sugar Plants?
I love it. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. My blessing's been from the broken dream to inspire people to go after their dreams, and you know that's what I'm all about.
I know. I know that's what you're all about. You're so awesome. I just, you know, when we met, I just, your attitude, your positive attitude was so infectious. You are an awesome lady. You got to know that, right, Glow?
I agree.
Well, I'm not going to do self-praise, but, you know, when you get praise from Coach, tell them what happened when I ran into you and I had on my Survivor buff. And I tapped you on the back, and you're with these two sexy-looking women in this beautiful club. And he turns around, and he says, excuse me, this is Glow. And he said, okay, bow. I says, no, I don't bow to anybody, but I'll tell you what, I'll meet you halfway. And they got a pic of me and you bowing to each other.
Oh, how cool.
That is cool.
That was like, 2 years ago?
Yep, that was the one where Hans used to aggravate me on the phone and told me to come up there, and I came up there, and he called me on the phone to meet him somewhere. I got there, and he was gone, and then I was walking down the street with some friends of mine. I said, is that who I think it is through that big plate glass window? I said, well, the hell with Hans. There's the coach. That's the one I want to see.
Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
You were a lot of fun.
Oh,
you're in my memory, you know, I've got you in my Survivor stuff. I don't really, you know, go out like a lot of diehards and buy a lot of Survivor stuff. But you wrote me a note that I always kept. You said, the sexiest older 50-some-year-old woman I've ever met.
Now, Glow, listen, you did not like me in token jeans. Is that correct?
I wrote you. As a matter of fact, I would be telling you a lie, because I always tell the truth. You turned me off in the beginning when I first used to watch you on the show.
Yep.
And then as time went on, you wouldn't even, no disrespect, I'm not trying to do anything to cut you down, but you know you had to be leery of fans. I write Coach the story about how people that do what I do in videos, which I still do what I do and say what I got to say. I don't care what the hell anybody thinks. I just say what I feel. And all of a sudden I'm saying, I can't say that. I said, dang, this man's growing on me. And if Hans can grow on anybody, Coach can grow on somebody. And then Brenda, you know, loved you to death, and she knew how I felt back then, way back then. I said, he's really, really growing on me. Yeah.
Remember, Glow, you kept saying, okay, tell Coach that I like him. Tell Coach I like him.
Yeah. So I write this message to Coach, how watching what he believed in, you know, his studies, what he portrays as the Dragon Slayer, honor, morality, and all that, morals about trust. I said, nobody ever trusts me when I play online games. I think I know what he's going through here. I'm saying, so write in this letter how I should never jump to conclusions too soon in Survivor. And then one day I get this long message from Coach saying, I respect people who put it out there and say what they feel and then have the gall to come back and say that something about me made them a better person. And, Coach, you did that for me.
That's awesome. I really, really appreciate you saying that.
Oh, no. I think it's so easy for all of us out here who have a dream to look at somebody on nationwide TV with cameras on them 24/7, suffering the elements, to sit back on our couch and make quick opinions about what we think, why they react that way, and what we don't like. What we don't, any of us know, is how we'll react when we get there in that environment. We think going to work every day is hard. Nothing's as hard as getting on Survivor, and that's the challenge that I still seek and want. I don't think that I'll be as sweet and honorable and trustworthy as the world thinks I am. The jokester that inspired them, they'll say, oh my God, is that the glow I look? Because in the game, I would do absolutely what I would have to do to win, and thank God every day for letting me know it's a game and nothing more.
So true, yep.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Glow. It's been a pleasure. We've had a blast hearing from you and hearing about you meeting Coach. It's just been great hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, thanks,
okay,
Glow.
Okay, Coach. All right, love you, Coach.
Bye.
Send me a message. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Angel Base.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I tell you what, we've had some great callers tonight.
Okay,
I think we've got another one.
There
Let's
you go.
See.
I'm sorry to be stuttering. I'm watching the callers come in on the switchboard, and so go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. And thank you so very much for calling in to the Dragon Slayer Radio. How are you tonight?
I am fine.
How are...
Edna?
No.
Hello?
Maybe we... Harry code 530, we misunderstood who this was. Who is this?
This is a friend of Coach's. I live in his hometown.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
Name, hon?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Do you know who I am?
Yes. How you doing?
Okay.
You're awesome. Listen.
What?
You come to every symphony concert. You're like so supportive of everything from Suzanne Blackwood and the youth orchestra to the Susanville Symphony. It's so good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I am great. And it's great to talk to you.
Yeah. So? Tell us your thoughts right now.
Well,
what are
my
thoughts?
Would like to welcome you. I still missed your name, hon.
My name's Jan.
Hi, welcome Jan. Thank you so much for calling
You're
in
welcome.
Tonight.
It's an honor
what
to be able to speak to the coach on the telephone.
Hey, you get to speak to me all the time because we're always running into each other at events.
That's true. That's so true. But I just have to say, Coach, you know, a lot of people say some things about Coach. I just like to say he has been very inspirational, and I've learned a lot just by watching him, listening to him, and I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that's so sweet. What anybody that's around me in Susanville knows, I just want to inspire people. Like, the whole thing, you know, the whole act of being the Dragon Slayer, all that kind of stuff, that's not me. I want to inspire people. I love Susanville, and I love the people that are there, like you, Jan. I mean, it's just like when I see you and your husband, wherever I am, it's so cool because you're such real people, you know. I'm down in L.A. There's nothing against L.A., but I always feel so alone when I'm down here. And it's, you know, Susanville, it's just such an amazing place, and the people that are up there are not everybody, obviously, but for the most part, they're so real, they're so genuine, and you can see that, and that's why I love to be a part of that, just around myself with people like that.
That's cool. Susanville loves you too.
You're
Coach,
awesome.
I hate to interrupt you, but we have another call waiting
that's
for you.
Fine.
I think the one
thank
that
you
were
so
waiting
much for.
For
the time.
Yeah,
Jim, would
you
like
calling,
to hold on
Jim.
While we... We take this call?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on, and we'll just leave you on the air.
Okay.
Edna, thank you so much for calling in to Dragon Slayer Radio.
Thank you. How are you guys doing? Hey, Coach, what's going on?
Hi, Edna. How are you doing?
Hi, Edna.
I'm good. Hi, how's it going?
Edna,
we have...
I'm fantastic. I now have a huge smile on my face, you know... I don't mean to put anybody I don't mean to rank anybody, but as a coach, you have a tendency to do that, right? You have a tendency to rank players on your team. I've got a depth chart every team I've ever coached. This player is number one. They're the player that you want to have on the field when you go into battle, no matter what. And you've got the player down at the bottom, you know, number 30, that if they're on the team or not, it sounds bad and heartless, but you really can't worry about that player because you've got to be focused on those players. So I have a tendency to rank people. I remember when I played the first season, and I thought that Debbie, the principal from Auburn, I thought that she was one of the best social players that I'd ever seen play the game until I ran into Edna. And then I thought that Edna was one of the best social players that I've ever had the privilege to play a game with. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out. I always get a big smile, Edna, when I hear your voice. So there it is.
You're too generous, as you always are.
Edna, Coach was sharing that you kept offering to do his laundry, and he kept turning you down before you called in. I don't know if you remember that.
Well, I can't help myself. I like to keep busy. But Coach doesn't sweat very much, and he doesn't smell very bad. So let's see, all those hours that you went swimming, you didn't need my help with the laundry.
He was telling us he doesn't sweat very much.
That's
awesome. My story was confirmed. That's awesome. Well, no, Edna, you know, I was telling a story, Edna, that, like, you were working all the time. And on the two seasons prior, nobody touched my clothes. But maybe it was the walking barefoot on my back rub that crossed those lines that I felt so comfortable with you, or it was just because you were so dang likable. But you're the only person. I'm not kidding you. I told my mom when I was like 12 years old, Mom, I'm doing my laundry from now on. And I've always loved to do my laundry. I've never let anybody else do it. So anyway, I let Jessica do my laundry now just because she's doing everybody's laundry and it's easier. But I like doing my own laundry. So for me to say, Edna, yes, I want you to do my laundry. But listen, enough of that. Edna, question. Tell me. First of all, I know that I don't know if you want to tell anybody about, you know, you being, you know.
I'm 8 months pregnant now. Is that what you mean?
Oh!
Congratulations! Awesome!
And please
exciting.
Tell everybody, you know, is it going to be a boy or a girl?
Yeah, it's going to be a boy. And, yeah, we're really excited my husband and I are really excited about his arrival. Thank
when
you.
When are you due?
Mid-May.
And do you have a name picked out?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, Cherry.
We have a name sort of picked out. I've been calling my belly Dean, D-E-A-N. It's an anagram of Edna.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, my husband's birthday is May 13th, and our anniversary is the 15th, so.
So, you know, that's
wow.
Right around when I'm due, so we'll see what happens.
Awesome.
Come when
awesome.
He comes.
That's awesome. Edna is so grounded, like this is a person outside of Survivor. It's so refreshing. And anyway, so Edna, what do you think about the season so far? Any thoughts? Any insights you can give us?
Well, it's I was originally it was meant for that season, and at the last minute it was switched to your season. And so, and so I see a lot of what's going on with Christine. Kind of being on the outside of this core alliance. And then, like, I see a lot of parallels with her.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking you'd have empathy with her.
Yeah, and so she's really hustling herself out there. Felt like I was hustling in my own way out there. They've had a lot more drama, namely Colton. This season, then I think our season is primarily focused mostly around Brandon.
Right,
and so
right.
Colton is no longer in the game, and took the immunity idol with him.
Brandon brought quite a bit of drama, though, himself.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you watching this season knowing that you could have been part of that cast and just mentally inserting yourself into that game again.
Yeah.
It's very
great. Would you rather be on this season or my or our season?
You know, I have no idea, but I feel like because we had a connection right away, that it made it very easy for me to be in your season. Because right from the beginning, it was like, you know, we had a good friendship from the beginning.
Right.
I tell you, I asked Coach earlier if perhaps they might have forgotten to do the IQ test for this season, because it seems like nobody is actually, like, using their brain this game. When Jonah sat there at Tribal Council and threw everything out in the wind and told everybody's plans, I just didn't understand what his reasoning was. And it just seems like nobody seems to have any direction except
for
totally
him. Who would give up a whole tribe's immunity just to vote out Bill?
I know. The whole thing has just been a hot mess from beginning to now. It's just been one hot mess. And I don't know. It just seems like they have forgot to do the IQ test on this season. And
Coach was talking about Troyzan to some length earlier. What are your feelings about him, Edna?
We're talking about Troyzan. He, the one who won the swimsuit, not Tarzan, Troyzan, right?
Right.
Troyzan, he won the individual immunity and found the immunity.
So, you know, I think that they haven't really showed a lot of him so far. You don't really get a sense. There's something else that must be going on with his character that we're not really appreciating on as a TV audience, because he must be, most people try to get rid of the alpha male. I would consider him as a physical threat post-merge. Ideally, you want to get rid of those kind of alpha males. And he would fit that category. However, nobody seems to be even entertaining that idea, which makes me think that he might be really super charming. Maybe he worked really well with women in their bathing suits. And, you know, how Coach just gave me all this self-confidence. People want to be around people who make them feel self-confident and make them feel better about themselves. So maybe Troyzan's one of those kind of charmers, those guys that you don't really see on TV because it's boring to listen to people comment and praise other players. Maybe that's why nobody wants to get rid of him right now.
That's insightful. I like that. Yep.
That is a good point.
That's a really good point. Who do you think? Who do you think is going to end up making it a long way? Who's your pick right now?
You know, it's hard for me to say, because for me, I know that I thought I was going to be out the first vote, and so I can tell you the people who I'm not too keen on. It was Colton. He's gone now. And then I have to say that I'm not a fan of Alicia. Sorry, Alicia. And and Kat doesn't really represent womankind very well.
Do you know what I
kind
found,
of up in the air.
Edna? Do you know what I found amazing was that Kat and Sophie are the exact same age.
Yeah. That just amazes me.
Wow.
Sophie is such a poised young woman. And I don't know, when Paul told me that last week, I just was amazed that they're the same age. Kat didn't even know she had an appendix in her body.
Yeah.
And when I think about Sophie, you know, she just seems so much more intelligent. And
right.
I don't know. Kat.
Yeah. So one last question for everybody, and then I'm going to be signing off. I want to know who you think is the next to go. Edna, who do you think is the next to go?
Sorry.
Let me rephrase this question. Who do you want to see next to go?
Maybe one of the more boring guys. Sorry, Leaf. Maybe Leaf or maybe one of the girls. Alicia, maybe.
Okay. Brenda, who do you want to see?
I'd love to see Tarzan go, but it's probably going to be one of the guys. It could be Leaf.
Okay. Janet, are you still on the phone or not? No? How about JD? Are you on the phone?
I am, I think.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, man. What do you got?
Yo,
what
man,
do you
Tarzan, bro. Tarzan's
okay,
got to go with his stain, man. That's nasty.
I think take his stain and go home.
Hey, wait a second. I tweeted this last night. What in the heck happened to his right back of his hamstring? Did anybody see that? He's got a gouge in
no.
the back of the whole thing. It looked like somebody went and had surgery and removed his entire hamstring. He's got like
he was swinging
that,
from tree to tree, bro.
Butt cheek down there. Check it out next time you're walking around in Speedos. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. Jersey Dave, people must have missed what you just said. I will repeat it. He said Tarzan got it because he's swinging from tree to tree.
That's funny. And what about, Jerry, who do you want to see go next?
I actually would like to see Alicia go.
Okay. Paul, what about you?
Well, you know what, Coach? I really was up for Tarzan, but you bring up some good points. Seeing somebody like him leave, you know, right now would take away some of the entertainment value. But I'm kind of, I think right now I'm kind of with Jerry, with Alicia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would like to see, like, I would like to see some dead weight get voted off. Somebody that doesn't have a lot of confessionals, you know. And I'd probably like to see, I asked this question and I didn't have my own answer. I wanted to hear what everybody else wants to say. I would like to see... I don't know. I'd really like to see Troy Zan, I guess not because of the confessional. Maybe that should be the next time. But Jeb, whatever his name is.
Jay.
And, yeah, Jay, or I always call him Devin I. Smith. I'd like to see Jay or Troy Zan go next, just because I think it's time one of them gets their comeuppance, and the fact that they're running around right now without a target, I think that's going to change. So, anyway.
So it sounds to me, I just want to, just a quick follow-up. It sounds to me like you might be leaning towards the women coming back into power then, right?
What I want to see, and we haven't seen it since Poverty and Fans versus Favorites, I want to see an all-girls alliance, and I want to see an all-girls final three. That's what I'd like to see.
Yay, Coach.
That's what I think is going to happen. I honestly think that's going to happen. That's why I don't think it's going to be a girl going. I think Ken... it's going to keep her girls together. It's going to be a guy.
Kim's the only one that's really totally playing this game to win it, and I think she's going to lead the way.
Who's
Kim?
We said that from the beginning. So anyway,
yeah.
I'm signing off, guys. I'm in a tunnel right now, if you can hear me. But,
okay.
Thanks for calling in, and Ed, I love you. Brenda, thanks. JD, Jerry, Paul, everybody.
You
guys are the best. We'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you so
much,
Coach. You have a great week.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you so much, Edna. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Yes,
it's my pleasure.
Thank
you. We'll talk
you're
to you
welcome
soon.
To call back in anytime.
Thank you very much.
And
we'll
take care of that
then.
Little one. Let us know when you have the baby, okay?
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Take care. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was certainly a treat, and that's no lie when he said I'm heading into a tunnel. Jersey Dave,
you're still on with us.
I am. I'm here because Brenda's here, man.
Hey, do you watch? We actually had some people in the chat room wondering if you were on The Amazing Race. And
No.
You know,
I wish.
You know why they asked? Do you watch
because
that show?
Because I'm cool.
Yeah.
No, why do they
do you
ask?
Watch it?
Do I watch The Amazing Race? By all means, I watch The Amazing Race every week. I don't miss.
Well, you'll have to come back to our show on Sundays. We have a Sunday show with Louis Trovato, who was one of the detectives on season 16.
Yeah, I'll have to do that because I'm a big reality freak, but I love Major Dave and his wife, the good Rachel.
The good Rachel?
Yes, as opposed to the redhead.
Well...
Oh, my word.
just to give you a background, Dave, we're a lot of the people here at the Rad Reality Show are huge Big Brother fans, and we've gotten to know Rachel over several couple of seasons she was on, and she's actually in person off the show, one of the sweetest people. Everybody that has actually met her changes their opinions about her. And when we see her reactions, it's just like, well, that's just Rachel, you know?
So did you see so you're not on this week, huh?
Pardon me?
No, you're not on this week because of the whatever scene.
Right.
CMA.
Yeah.
We won't be having the Sunday show this week because of the country awards. But the following week we'll be back and we'll have our regularly scheduled Amazing Race recap. And Louis does just a fabulous job with recapping the show. And he's told us some of the most amazing things about behind the scenes little tidbits of the Amazing Race that you just couldn't get from anyone else, you know, except for somebody that's been on the race.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, like, you know, when they stop and ask somebody for directions,
mm-hmm.
did you know that they have to get a waiver signed for that person to be on TV so it slows them down?
I mean, otherwise, it's over.
Yeah, and so it slows them down every time they have to stop and ask somebody for directions. They have to wait for that person to actually sign waivers and do everything with the producers. And a lot of people don't know that, you know. And there's all kinds of things he tells us about what happens after they get to the mat and, you know, just different things that he knows about, you know, from being on the show that he tells us that happens that you don't know unless you talk to somebody that's been on the race. And just like having Coach do these shows, he, you know, he knows what happens on Survivor.
Well,
you
got the best one to do this show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't pull punches, you know.
Absolutely.
I love that.
He is like the most honest person.
Louis is always surprising us at the last minute with so many of his reality friends calling in. And I'm kind of thinking he kind of hinted towards he's working on Joey Fitness to get him to call in. So maybe in a couple weeks we'll hear.
You know, that was my least favorite team.
Really?
Yes. Let me tell you why. They were calling them Jersey Shore. And, you know, we people that are natives here aren't like that. You know, we don't all have, like, hair sticking out of the shirt and with crosses and stuff, you know. We're not like that. We're real. You know, so, like, when they were calling them Jersey, I kind of, like, got a little attitude about that. So, you know.
Yeah. Well.
Understood.
I can understand that.
Because
he has some great guests come on with him, though. He just recently had Jeff and Jordan of Big Brother and the Amazing
Race. That might have been cool.
So he's had a lot of people come on with him that, you know, he just gives them a call and a text before the show, and everybody loves Louis. So, you know, as soon as he texts them, they call right in. And we don't even know that they're calling in until the last minute, so I can't even promote it. He just does it, last minute, and they're on the air. So I don't even get a chance to promote most of his guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but now it's like tonight's Edna's showing up is like kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not like, do you have like a different Survivor every week?
Last week he had Cochran on. But again, Coach is kind of like Louis is.
No,
he does it at the last minute, and most of the time I don't have time to promote it. They don't give me a heads up on who they're going to bring on. They do it last minute, and so you have to be here and find out who they're going to have on.
I know about this is because Brenda posted it on my wall tonight.
Yay, Brenda.
Yeah,
way to go, Brenda.
Yeah,
I got to listen to this.
Morning. I mean, Coach texted me this morning. He said, do you want to call in? And I'm like, sure, because we did a podcast last night together, he and I, by the way. We did David and Nicole's Survivor podcast, which should be up maybe sometime tomorrow. So this is two nights in a row that Coach and I have been on the podcast together.
Oh, you know what? I missed. I thought this was that.
No, this is our second. Our first
wow.
was last night.
That's pretty
this
cool.
This is the one he does every week.
No disrespect to you. I'm just like I'm a big fan, mm-hmm. but you know, like I live my life. You know what I mean? But when Brenda's on, I had to be here. You know, I had to listen because, like, Brenda's my girl. You know, she's like, you know, my friend. So I wasn't going to not listen to what she had to say. You know?
Everybody
well,
loves Brenda.
Yes, we
David,
do. And
David's definitely one of my best friends. David's definitely, definitely. We've been tight how long, Dave? About 4 years?
I don't know. This is going to sound really bad, but it seems a little bit longer. But, you know, in a good way, you know, like it just seems like it's always been, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're like
hey, Brenda,
family.
Yeah, pretty much.
Brenda, I have to ask you, so how was your experience the first time being on the Rad Reality Show? Did you have a good time? Did you feel comfortable?
I felt comfortable. I was nervous because what was it, Cherry, about 2 hours before?
Right.
I did text some coach.
She was so nervous. I felt so bad for her.
Like, you might have to stand in for me for like half an hour, and I'm like, I'm not that interested.
Poor Brenda.
But
and I kept telling her, we're so laid back. We just kind of go with the flow, and I didn't want her to feel like, you know, she was just going to have to come in and, you know, go by the seat of her pants. So we sat down and talked about what we'd talk about, and I wanted her to feel comfortable knowing what she was going to talk about. And so we kind of went over a few things, and then at the last minute, Coach called in or texted us both and said he'd be in, you know, at 15 after, and he actually got in before then, so it wasn't that bad. And
Brenda, I hate to say I told you so, but we told you so. You're always welcome, and we love having you on here. It's just been a joy to finally get to talk with you, hon.
It's been a joy talking with you both.
We don't bite, really.
I know, you guys are awesome. But I definitely gotta echo what Jan said earlier about Coach being an inspiration. Let me tell you, he's done so much for me, and that's why I was willing to come in at the last minute and do things. I'll do anything for that man. He's been
why don't you
so
tell us a little
me.
Bit about your poem that you wrote before we have to wrap up the show?
Oh, sure. Back in Token Teens, my coach was saying earlier, he was getting a bad rap. You know, people were like, I hate Coach, you should be voted out, you know, and he was giving to him, it was breaking his heart. So I felt bad, and so I wrote a poem for him. It's called Ode to the Dragon Slayer. And I'll put it back up on the blog tonight because I'm his official blogger. In fact, I will go and post it right after I get off the phone. So if any of the fans want to read it, it will be at coachbenway.com. It's a poem that's very, very dear to Coach. He actually printed it out and sent it to me and asked me to autograph it. So he's got it framed on his wall with me autographing it. And the cool part is how many survivors do that for their fans, that they have that much respect for them, that they would ask them to autograph and send it back to them. Not many. So that shows the depth and the, you know, the realness of Coach Wade. He's just an amazing individual. I've gotten to know him over 3 years, and I'd do anything for him, anything.
That's so
Gloria, funny. Glow just made a comment. She's made several in there, but she just also said that Brenda is a great writer, as you all know, and I will echo that as well. You do a fantastic job.
She is a
you know
great
what?
Writer.
I was thinking about getting out of Survivor because I've been doing it for so long. I did it in season China and Micronesia, and then I picked it back up and just went from season 18 to season 23, and I thought, well, you know, I'll take a break from it. But you know what? Recently I've started thinking again, and I may just start back writing Survivor because it's been very good to me, and it's my passion, and you can't not, you know, do something that, you know, it's your passion, I mean, that's been good to you. You can't not do it. It's in my blood, and I can't deny it anymore. And anybody that's been following me, I'll be back next season. I'll be back.
Speaking of some of your passions, Brenda, I know that you also have an online ministry. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about that, too?
I sure will. The Lord, let me tell you, He's been there for me so much. He is definitely my strength. And a number of years back, I received a prompting from Him that He was calling me to be a minister, to be an example for others, because deep down in my heart, you know, I love helping people, and I love helping people to find, you know, solutions and to come to peace, you know, with God and to understand God and to know God. So the prompting, I think when did I re-receive it? It was during season 23, was to start an online ministry. And at first I was a little leery about it because I thought, you know, I wasn't sure I could do it. But I decided to give it a shot. And it's called A New Day with Christ. It's on Blogspot. And it's been so far growing. And the Lord's just been good. He's opened doors that just amazes me. I got a group on Facebook now for it. It's growing. The readership on the blog itself is growing. I'm getting feedback that the stuff that I'm posting is actually blessing people's lives. And it's not me that's doing it. It's the Lord. The Lord will give me promptings, and I will write whatever prompting He gives me. And it's just been amazing. It's blessed my life even more so. And I found a lot more peace from it. In fact, I wouldn't be able to do what I've been doing tonight if it weren't for my relationship with God and the peace. Because deep down inside, I've never been one to believe I could do things, but the Lord tells me every day you can do things. You can do all things through me because I will empower you to do them. And tonight's living proof of that. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, Cherry.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Brenda?
Yeah. I thought I lost you guys for a minute.
No, I was waiting for Cherry, but I just noticed on the switchboard that Cherry is muted for some reason. And, no, we heard everything you said. I was actually in the background looking up your online website. The website, it's anewdaywithchrist.blogspot.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I just wanted to post that in the link in the chat room. And
we were both going to do the same thing apparently.
Oh, welcome back, Cherry.
Cherry's read a few of them, haven't you, Cherry? I think you've read a
few
of them.
Yes, I have, and I tell you what, your writing is so unbelievable. It brings you in, and you really should be a writer full time. Your writing is absolutely gorgeous. The way
Thank
you can
you.
Write and put things on paper is just unbelievable.
Coach has said the same thing. He said, and when was it? It was right after Token Teams. He said, why do for free, you know, what you can do for a living? And he's told me for years to go back to school and develop this because he's always believed. He's read every single thing I've ever done. I mean, everything. And he actually supports this ministry. In fact, my very first post, he put it on his Twitter. So he's totally in support of it, and he believes it's a beautiful thing. I just say that for me, it's been a blessing. It's been my passion, and I mean, it actually drew me out of reality TV, if anything, because I wanted to be so focused on it because I just wanted to share the love of Christ with others, and I just want people to come to know him and to realize how amazing a God he is and the blessings that he has waiting for you. You just need to accept those and just trust him. You can do anything through him. He will give you the power and the means. I mean, never doubt yourself in him, because he will make all things possible in your life. Just got to trust. And I say that every day to myself, every day. And he proves me right about him every single day.
Well, your writing sure shows every bit of that. I can see it in everything you write. And when I first went to your site and read some of the things that you wrote, I was so touched and astounded at the way you can put it all on paper. I wish I had that talent. And I just am so amazed at how you can pull it all together and be so inspirational with your words. It's amazing. And I hope that everyone goes and checks it out and sees her work and enjoys it, because I certainly did. And it was very inspirational and very beautiful. And
thank you. But it's the Lord, honestly. It's the Lord. It's not me. It's the Lord. He's given me the gift, and I'm just upholding the gift that he's given me. But let's not forget, I'm also Coach Way's official blogger, and I have a Survivor blog as well. In fact, on the Survivor blog, I've not been doing the episodes, but I will plug people's events. So if you get a hold of me, I'll be more than willing to plug events. I'm more than willing to do just about anything to help anyone, so just let me know, and I'll give a plug for anyone or a shout-out on it.
Well, we just may call upon you to do that. Brenda, it has been an absolute joy having you here on the Rad Reality Show, and I hope, and I mean this, that you will call back in often and talk to us here on Dragon Slayer Radio, because you know Coach so well, and you know Survivor so well, and you have certainly been a joy to talk to, and we would just love to have you, you know, call back in often and talk to us and let us know what your thoughts are and what you've been up to and you know what you've been thinking about the current season of Survivor and that kind of thing, because
TikTok.
We always have room for another.
You are a sneak, Terry Garcia.
I know what's happening over here, Paul.
Terry, I'm sitting here watching this clock tick down. I'm thinking, she's going to run out of time. I got in her, and you just extended it.
I know what's going on over here.
Okay, I'm your protector at times, you know.
Thank you both for having me on, honestly. Thank you, Cherry, for first approaching me, and thank you, Coach, for sending me the text this morning saying, call in.
Well, we have certainly enjoyed having you, and I hope now that you'll feel a little bit more comfortable coming on the show. It's certainly, you know, just a laid-back show. We don't do anything fancy. We don't do anything real special, but we are a big Rad Reality family, and we have a lot of regular people that listen to our show, and we, you know, hopefully we'll be expanding, but Our Rad Reality family is a group of very, very special, wonderful people, and we love them all. And
most of the time. Hey, no, truer words were never said, Jerry. That's one of the special things that Ron created, and
absolutely.
it's so nice to have the family always together.
That's why we do what
he
we do.
He sounds so special, and you guys have a fan in me. You got a fan. I'm converted.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda. It's been great having you on, and like I said, you're welcome back any time at all. Keep the number in your phone and call us back on any Thursday that you want. Call in and talk to us and Coach, and let us know what your thoughts are about Survivor, because this season's, only about halfway over, so we're going to have a lot of talking to do.
That sounds great. I'm in.
Okay.
Thank you all for having me.
You have a great night, Brenda. Take care.
You too.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye, Brenda.
Bye.
Wow, what a show.
Yes.
It has been another great one on the Dragon Slayer radio tonight, and I can't believe Edna is that pregnant, and she could have a baby on either my husband's birthday or our anniversary, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Little Dean.
And it was what a nice surprise of a local Susansville. When you told me that Edna was calling in, and then I saw that area code, it was an area code from Northern California. And I thought, okay, I'm not really sure where Edna is from, and just assumed that it was her. But what a nice surprise that was. We had Peter, his brother, call in last week, and this week Jan from Susanville calls in. And I tell you, it was – and then Glow and Jersey Dave, I mean, that's just – you could hear in Coach's voice how much he loved – hearing from those fans as well.
Absolutely. It's been just another great show from top to bottom.
You never
Brenda
know.
Brenda has been
know.
You know, with him for years, and I thought just, you know, having Brenda on was going to be, you know, a great, great show. And then, as you said, we have Jersey Dave, we have Glow, and I've seen Glow on a few other sites, and she is just an inspiration and a woman that just lights up any room. And she doesn't have to be in your presence to light up the room. She can light up a room in a chat room just by her entering it.
Yeah.
She's just got that energy about her. So when she came in the room, I was excited to see her. And then when she was calling in, I was like, yes, Glow's calling in. And
she must not be used to Blog Talk Radio, because I was actually messaging her and asked her what her area code. She gave me her phone number. She said, are you going to call me or am I calling? So I said, no, just call on in. And that was so much fun. This is what I really enjoyed about the show, is it's nice to know ahead of time who's coming, but I always get an extra little kick out of the surprises. And
the spontaneity of it all, yes.
Yes, good word, yep.
I love it. You know, it's nice to be able to promote and let everyone know. Like last week, if we would have been able to promote that Cochran was coming on, this week if we would have been able to promote that Edna was coming on, I'm sure it might would have, you know, gotten a few more people to the chat room. But it's always so nice to just have those spontaneous calls that is like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they're on the phone. You know, just not knowing, and having people like Coach just surprise us with these gems that, you know, we just don't know from week to week. And that's why people should just be here, you know, be here every week, because you don't know who these people are going to pull out of their hat. And sometimes it's just a gem. And it has been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Reading the chat room, it looks like when we extend the show at the last minute, sometimes the sound cuts off. So I don't know what, maybe we need to remember that in the future. But that's, guys, that's what happened. The show was scheduled to end in like less than 2 minutes, and we extended it at that point. And I think we need to extend it quicker than that so that the sound doesn't cut off. That's my guess, at least.
Hmm. Well, we're about ready to close this one down anyway.
Right. They were able to, as I'm reading in the chat room and for the listeners, they were able then to refresh and hear us again. But that must have been the reason, is my guess. But, yeah, let's wrap her up and tell everybody about our decision for Sunday. I think you already touched on it, but
yes, Sunday, because there is not an amazing race scheduled. I believe that Paul and I are actually going to take the evening off as well, so there will not be a show on Sunday night. We will have our regularly scheduled Sunday night recap with Louis Stravato return the following week. But this coming Sunday, there will be no Sunday evening show. Paul and I are going to take a night off along with Louis. And so we won't be here. I will post on Facebook and send out a tweet that there will not be a show, just to remind everyone. But we're going to have a weekend off, Paul.
yes, that's going to be nice. I'm sure Rich will be happy about that. I have not checked my calendar, but Lola brought up something. Is that going to be Easter Sunday?
I don't believe this weekend will be. It will be the following weekend. And I believe we will be doing a show on Easter Sunday.
All righty. Don't forget Manic Monday.
Yes, Manic Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and I don't know if we have that up close that I could play that real quick. I think it's dropped down a little bit. Oh, well.
You were looking for a closing that...
No, I was looking. I was going to play the Manic Monday promo, but...
Oh. I did not move that up. On Thursday night shows, I don't think about that promo, bringing that one up, so, you know.
Okay.
That's the reason for it, but.
All right, well, everyone knows that we do Manic Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, so I think we're going to have a very special guest on Monday, actually. I have not confirmed it with Michelle, so I don't want to say anything just yet, but I just got confirmation from the guest, and I need to touch base with Michelle and get confirmation from her. So be watching Facebook and Twitter and Michelle's site, my site on Facebook. I think we're going to have a very interesting guest on Manic Monday, so check back for that. And I'm going to close tonight's show with Ron, as we always do. Everyone have a great, great weekend. Take care. Be kind to each other. And thank you so much for being here on Dragon Slayer Radio.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Sometimes you wanna go.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
As Ryan said, it was a great one. Thank
Couldn't
you, everyone.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Thanks, everyone. God bless. Good night. Take care.
Good night.